Mac and Gatos, the All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Tucson sector may get a wall.
Yesterday, we had the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, in for his monthly exclusive interview, and we asked him, you know, now that the president has allotted money, he declares a national emergency, he signed something to stop the government from being shut down, will Arizona get some of that 250 miles of wall?
Arizona's got about 279 miles of border. About two-thirds of that 279 miles has a physical barrier right now. The way I understand it, it's going to be left to Homeland Security and the border agents to make the decisions where the initial parts of the wall will be built. And I think the first areas are going to be in places in Texas. When it happens in Arizona, it would be in the Tucson sector.
And that's what we've heard, that most of this wall is going to get built in Texas. But, I mean, right. You know, if you're Arizona and you're like, hey, I don't have to pay for this wall, well, let's put it up somewhere. Let's put up some barriers. I mean, you know, does it make sense to put it up somewhere in the Tucson sector? I can't tell you yes or no. But, you know, there's no wall in that part. So does it make any sense to put one up?
Does it make any sense for Doug Ducey to call the president and say, hey, now that you have this money, you could start with the Tucson sector, even though you said Texas? I don't think Doug Ducey's going to lobby that hard. But
really,
if it comes to Arizona, I think he'll say, sure, fine, go ahead, build it.
I don't have to pay for it. Go ahead and do it.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Strong support to ban texting and driving.
Yeah, a new poll shows an overwhelming majority of people support an Arizona bill that would prohibit texting while driving statewide.
It's just a matter of time where people are going to realize that, you know, they can kill people like that very easily.
It's not right, and especially with that cop that just recently passed, that really hit home with me, especially. I think we've all been guilty of doing it, but I have kids, and that's a reality now. Just put it down.
So just a couple of people from the Valley saying, yeah, we need to do something.
Oh, boy.
86% of likely voters say, let's make a law that says it's illegal for drivers to text and drive or at least have a handheld phone.
You know, I just...
What's the cringe over there?
People are being suckered into this, and I just don't like... Look, somebody got into an accident because of a frosted over windshield. That's distracted driving, too.
That happened today because of the cold.
Correct. So why don't we make a distracted driving...
That's not distracted driving.
You can't see.
Yeah, but that's not distracted driving. That's the weather.
You cannot see. Right. That's the weather.
That's not something you're holding in your hand in a car.
Right. There's more to this than just texting and driving. That's my point. That has been my point for, you know, since day one. Don't limit it to just texting and driving. Limit it to distracted driving.
Which is what else?
How many? Eating. You know, tuning the radio. Looking at back of the... Hey, stop it back there!
Huh.
You know, anything that takes your eyes off the road.
Number three.
Arizona's official state drink.
Ooh, Arizona iced tea?
Do we have one?
I don't know.
Is it a liquor? Is it a beer? Or is it a beverage?
Hey, I've got an idea to make lemonade the state drink of Arizona.
What?
Lemonade? Wouldn't water be Arizona's official state drink?
It was Doug Ducey. If it was up to him, it would be.
Well, this gentleman you just heard, Garrett Glover.
Uh-huh.
He is a senior at Gilbert Classical Academy, and he's got the idea to make lemonade the official state drink. See, you would be halfway with him, wouldn't you? Because I know, Mac, what your favorite drink is.
Arnold Palmer. Yeah.
Arnold Palmer.
I love lemonade.
Lemonade and...
iced tea.
Iced tea.
And Arizona has a lot of citrus production.
Why do we need this?
What?
I don't know why we...
You know what? I don't... I like his idea.
Why?
Because we do produce a lot of citrus, but you could make it orange juice. You could make it grapefruit juice.
Becky Lynn, you're with me. I say the Arizona state drink is Jaeger. You with me?
Jaeger.
Who's with me?
I was thinking it would be like a margarita or something.
Here's some more.
Arizona has a lot of citrus production, mainly lemons. We're the second largest lemon producer after California. And we also grow a lot of oranges here, too. But Florida...
Okay.
Oh, Florida already has
Florida's
that.
Florida's already
right.
The orange.
I don't need
that's
an official
right.
state drink. And if it's not Jägermeister, I don't want to know it.
Why would you want Jägermeister?
I know, why?
I hate
that
it.
Is
so awful.
Oh,
it's like drinking oil.
Yeah, it's like drinking turpentine.
It's
yeah.
like drinking turpentine, like I say.
Oil.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Biden versus Trump.
In Arizona, who would win?
This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
I know. A little bit more from the former vice president.
It's time to lift our heads up, man.
Come on, man.
Not walk around staring at the ground.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about either. You may love the president, you may hate the president, but when Joe Biden goes on these, you know, old uncle rants, I'm just like, stop, stop teasing, don't do it.
If Joe Biden decides to run for president, how will he do against Donald Trump in Arizona? It's pretty much split. It's pretty much 46-46%. 7% say they don't know. Which is fair. I mean, we're, you know, a couple years away anyway.
Right.
I think that, you know, Biden would clearly be the biggest name to get into the presidential race. I don't know if Bernie, you know, he got in it the other day. I don't know if he's got any gas right. left in the tank.
Well, Biden would appeal to independents and Democrats, where Trump, I don't know if he's going to appeal to many independents.
Okay. Independents were nearly close to a split. 44% favor Biden in Arizona if you're an independent, and 41% for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not putting my head down, Joe. You know what I mean? I'm not putting my head down staring at the ground. I'm moving on.
I walk around staring at the ground.
I'm not. I'm thinking about what should the official drink for Arizona be. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, jeez.
Number one.
Think on this then. A second Arizona teacher strike?
Well, that's what Arizona Education Association President Joe Thomas says. And he's a boob. He doesn't know anything. But here's what he said.
I think a walkout is a possibility.
You don't know. You know why, Joe? You don't talk to teachers. You don't speak for teachers. You think you do, but you really are as clueless as any man in Arizona. For this guy to put something like that out, it doesn't help get people behind teachers. Because you know what? I don't think anybody wants to see a second teacher walkout. I think the majority of Arizona was for the first one.
Yeah.
But Joe Thomas is a fool. I'm sorry.
So why would they walk the second time if they got a pay raise?
I don't think that, well, again, that's not all that they want.
Correct. But why would they walk a second time?
I don't think that they would. And if you ask any teacher, if you say, hey, are you in line with Arizona Education Association President Joe Thomas? Almost every teacher I ask says, absolutely not. Mm. The guy is a moron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a single file line when he says everybody's going to get in line or no?
He's the guy that tried to get in front of the get in front of the parade.
Yeah, he got in front of the walkout. Yeah.
Right, and he got down to the walkout at Chase Field and made it like he was running it, and he has nothing to do with any of this. Joe Thomas should shut his big mouth.
Thomas says that they see a lot of bills going through the legislature this session, but the focus would be on making sure education got funding, not just pay this time around.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com today.